This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Microsoft is doing a little bit of a walk back today. They're going to be coming out with a fix for Windows 8 here in a little while because there have been some complaints, shall we say, about the new operating system, by which I mean a lot of people hated it. This is just the latest in a long string of missteps in corporate America. Nancy Kane is a historian at the Harvard Business School. Nancy, it's good to talk to you again.
Always a pleasure.
Interesting, don't you think, to see Microsoft backpedaling on this thing?
Yes, long Jobian sigh.
They made a whole big deal in interviews that they've had with people, both Ballmer and the woman who runs Windows. They've said, you know, on the touchscreen, Windows 8 is great. And if you got a touchscreen, then you really like it. But we just couldn't get retailers to provide us with touchscreen machines.
Right. So, you know, think about other big, bad decisions that have airbagged up into our consciousness and into our consumer lives. The Firestone Explorer debacle, right, now more than 10 years ago. Apple's antenna gate, to choose one closer in time
on the industry iPhone space,
right? Or Starbucks, right? In the early days, Howard Schultz said, okay, all our baristas are going to wear white ties, white shirts, have ties over those steaming, you know, espresso milk machines, and we're going to have lots of opera music playing like a real Italian coffee bar.
You have to say, or we have to say, that Windows 8 is selling not too bad for Microsoft. There's 100 million licenses out there. It's doing just about as well as Windows 7 did, and yet it's reacting to this customer dissatisfaction by going on this PR offensive.
Well, you know, and then you think, so what does this mean for the next, right, auto restock? Because Windows, at least for a lot of businesses, is like, you know, it's like buying your pods for your Verismo machine, right? Like you just sign up at Starbucks.com and they deliver it. It's, you know, it's razor blades. And so then you wonder, right, if their very response to this in the wake of a very successful, you know, kind of sales number, license number, is actually going to cause – you know, CIOs, chief information officers, and all those purchasing folks in corporations to say, oh, wait a minute on Windows 9 or Windows 8.5 or Windows new and improved. So, you know, they may be kicking themselves, you know, in the foot here. And there is some example that that's what happens, right, when companies take the road more traveled by and weasel out.
So at the end of the day, Microsoft obviously is a going concern and this is going to be a blip. But is it a cautionary tale, do you think, about hubris and all of that in corporate America?
It is a cautionary tale. We're seeing a consumer zeitgeist that is, you know, can be very, very loyal, but also very fickle and very quick to turn on not just a product, but on their sense of the warp and woof and soul and, you know, and integrity of the company behind it. So you bet it's a cautionary tale.
I would just venture that nobody ever accused Microsoft of having a soul, right? It's been sort of the company you love to hate for years now.
Fair enough. Yeah. But all the more reason why, you know, if they cut Steve Jobs and Apple enough slack on antenna gate, Microsoft simply has less rein to run in.
Right, right. Nancy Kane, she's a historian at the Harvard Business School. Nancy, thanks a bunch.
A real pleasure.